Greetings, this is James Ginland with As You Wish Talk Radio. And as usual, I've been on the road again, and I just got back in time to do the show, which is great. I wanted to talk tonight about some of the things that you know I've experienced along the way, and one of the most amazing things that I just experienced was some water technology. And I really want to get into this because actually, I worked with this technology for probably about 10 years now in helping to get this out and just, you know, assisting, you know, just, you know, not, you know, I don't have any investment in the company or not a paid employee or anything else, but just getting this technology out just because it was such an awesome technology that I thought it was something that the world really needs to get involved in, you know, and to get out there. And these technologies have just all kinds of aspects to them. Some of them are technologies that actually take water, and they can take sewage water and totally convert this sewage water, burn off the dross, and generate electricity with it. And what comes out is pure super oxygenated drinking water, which is also very good for your system, you know, because oxygen's the most incredible antibiotic you can get. It's the highest systemic antibiotic on the planet that you can get if you increase your blood oxygen and raise your body pH, and even cancer is anaerobic. You know, it actually backs that out of the system. So, you know, we can't use the C word, you know, the cure word or the heal word. I'm not saying that. I'm not making those claims. But I'm just saying do the research. Do your own research on this, and you'll find some pretty amazing technologies. But now I'm actually drinking some of that water. I've been drinking it today, and it's just amazing. It's put me back on my feet quite a few times. But it's something that the world needs right now because, as you know, most of our water is being polluted, you know, extremely, to a very extreme extent. You know, we've got all the fracking going on, and God knows what they're putting in the water. They won't even tell us. They say it's a trade secret, but you know, it has all kinds of hazardous waste symbols on it and things like that. So, you know, it's everything from, you know, could even be radioactive. You know, we don't know. We just know it's some pretty nasty stuff that they're using that's poisoning the groundwaters. And, you know, some people are actually turning their taps on and gas starts coming out, you know, the tap, and it's explosive. And so your tap water becomes, you know, an explosive unit, you know, in the house. So, you know, it's not definitely that's not a really good idea. And, they're, you know, their livestock, the hair is falling off, you know, and it's pretty messed up, you know, what's going on. So, but anyway, this technology actually cleans the water, takes polluted water, totally cleans it, and comes out, you know, with water that's super high in oxygen. And it's a process that it's not like a lot of other oxygen waters when they claim to do what they do. You know, a lot of times they'll say super oxygenated water or whatever, and it's just peroxide or whatever in the water. Or you pop the lid and you hear a little whoosh, and then it's gone because there's nothing to bond to. You know, oxygen's H2O. But this is a whole different animal. This is a crystallized oxygen. And so it's actually suspended in a microhydrant. So it's a whole different animal. And the proof is in the pudding, basically. So, you know, you just watch what happens when people drink this water. It's like rocket fuel for the body. And also, too, there's an oximeter you can put on or oximeter, depends on how you want to say it. You can put that on your finger, and you can drink this water, and you can watch it rise immediately. And this really shocks doctors. So, you know, a lot of people will try to do research on this and say, oh, that's impossible, you know, it doesn't work, and things like that. They don't have the right equipment. They don't know how to measure it. But the bottom line is when you put an oximeter on your finger and you watch it go up when you drink the water, I mean, that's right there. It's telling your blood oxygen is rising, you know, at a very rapid rate. And so that's the bottom line. So if you know, your blood oxygen is rising, that's you know, that's the real deal. That's happening. That's not just hocus pocus or snake oil or whatever, you know. So it's a pretty amazing thing. So, you know, I can't say enough about some of these technologies that are coming out right now. And other than you know, I've been involved with it, and I've been involved with it on a very in a very big way to get it out, because it's something the planet really needs right now. And this water actually purifies other water. When you put this water in with other water, you can watch the impurities just, you know, pop and go back to a crystalline form. So it's an amazing technology, and it really needs to get out there. I'll tell you how you can do more research. If you go to Langenberg Research, or langenbergwater.com is the easiest way to do it. And just go to langenbergwater.com. You can check out this water. And, you know, personally, I don't think I'd be here right now if I wasn't drinking that water. You know, it's put me back on my feet quite a few times. But amazing, amazing product. You know, people need to get, we don't do commercials on, you know, people know that. They've seen my show for quite a long time. I don't do commercials. You know, I'm not getting paid for doing this. And this is more of a public service. And the only reason I'm doing it is because I know what this is and I know what it can do. And, you know, with all the assaults that we're having on our system right now with the chemtrails and the GMOs and all the food additives and all the other things that we're just being constantly assaulted with, this is something that can really help us out, you know, to get through this process. You know, that's something also I've been very, very involved with, you know, with the Shaka movement. So check out the Shaka movement as well. And they're working very, very hard on banning GMOs off the island, you know, in Maui. So, and they've been very successful on it. They actually had a vote, and they voted to ban, you know, the GMOs off the island. And so now the Monsanto is totally scrambling right now in their legal system to try to block this from happening. You know, the people spoke, the people voted, said, no, we're done. You know, we're not going to let you poison the land, you know, and the poison the Aina and the kids and the Kiki and all that. You know, you're done. You know, you can't keep doing that. And so, you know, they just, you know, basically just thumbed their nose at it and said, screw you, you know, we'll do whatever we want. And, you know, we'll get our judges and throw this out, you know. So I don't know how you can throw something out when the people have voted and they've made a determination that this is what they want, and they're done with, you know, the status quo, and they're done with the system and the corruption and everything that else is going on. And, you know, the people have spoken. It's a mandate. You know, it's done. But they're still working on it, you know, still trying to mess with that. So anything you do to help out that movement too, you know, it's the Shaka movement. It's Shaka movement. You know, check that one out. You know, you can see, just Google it. You'll find out all kinds of information on there. That's another good one. But I've got to put these other things up. I haven't put them up yet on the site, but I've got some pictures that we'll be putting up from the conference that pretty amazing photos. One of the photos actually turned into a light being on stage, which was pretty interesting. I don't know how they're going to explain away that one. And there's another one out there that I've asked on the air. I'm not sure if you know who took this photograph, but there's a photograph of a very large being standing behind me when I was doing my lecture. And I've been trying to get a copy of that one, and it hasn't, you know, surfaced. They haven't sent it back to me. So if you're out there and you're the one that took that photograph, you know, it would be great. And we have some other ones that are being, as we speak, they're being checked out and blown up and looked at, you know. So, you know, pretty crazy photographs at the conference of paranormal things that happen at the conference. So those are going to be up on the site pretty quick. I've got the Joshua Tree site coming up too. I mean, they're going to be putting a lot of photos up at the last event in Joshua Tree, and that's coming up. I believe it's May 31st or something. We'll have that information up on the site too as well. You know, the closer we get to that, you know, pushing that event. So anyway, there's some crazy things going out there and a lot of new information coming in that we'll be sharing. And we're going to be talking a lot about the Anunnaki return. We'll be talking about, you know, the different levels of beings, all the help that's coming in, the shift that we're in right now, and kind of who's who, you know. And we're not going to tell you, you know, we're going to give you a little heads up on who's really on the right side of the fence here, because there's a lot of people in the field that aren't on the right side of the fence. And they're they're just out there, you know, for the notoriety or the money or whatever else, or they're paid informants and things like that. And the way you find out who they are is that you bring out the real information and then watch them squirm, you know. So basically that's what we've been doing. I know we stepped on a lot of toes recently by bringing this information out. Now there's a lot of people copying it and trying to say, you know, this is ours. This is our information, which is okay, you know, as long as the information gets out there and as long as they get the right information out there, that's fine. You know, I have no problem with copycats or you know, it's the highest form of flattery. But the main thing is to, you know, get it out there. But, you know, you have to go back and really look at our intent. You know, what is our intent? Why are we out there? Why are we doing what we're doing? You know, are we doing it to aid in the awakening and healing of humanity and the earth? Is that our number one agenda? You know, are we doing it for the money or the fame or the notoriety? You know, why are we in this field? And we have to ask ourselves, you know, with brutal honesty, what's our main agenda? And, you know, eat a little humble pie there too, you know, when you're doing that, because, you know, there comes a time when people don't realize what's driving their ship, you know, and if their ship is being driven from the ego, you're going to have a crash, you know, you're going to crash on the rocks here pretty soon, because the ego doesn't, you know, isn't, it's terrible, you know, it's a terrible master. It's a great servant, you know, of spirit, but it's a terrible master. So if your ego is your master, you're going to, you know, you're getting ready for a shipwreck here, because things aren't going to work out too good as the new energies come in. But anyway, you know, going back to the water, though, I would definitely check on this water. You know, there's different ways of getting this water. They can ship it out to you. There's places, there's stores, there's locations, you know, where you can get this water. And if you just go to langenbergwater.com, you know, you can check it out and find out all that information and just send them an email and they'll email back to you. But you know, there's a million different ways of getting this water. They ship it all over the place, and it's time for this to expand out and get to people and, you know, start getting that oxygen to the brain where it needs to be, you know, because I've seen out there a lot of people seem to be missing something, you know. their brains just are not functioning the way they should be. And that might be due to, you know, the environment. It might be due to a lot of things, but it's time to get that brain kicked on again. You know, we need to really master our minds right now, because what I've seen is that there's very little self-mastery going on out there right now. There's a lot of manipulation, you know, a lot of misinformation, a lot of people running around with information that's incorrect, that built their empire on that information. There's just so much going on out there. It's like it's bottom line. Everybody needs to wake up, you know, and develop their own inner sensitivity and develop their own ability to check these things out, you know. You know, we need to get with the program and start really checking out the, you know, what's happening on the planet, you know, with with all the different programs and processes going on. We can't do it just by somebody else's, you know, if somebody has, you know, there's a thing we call it star power, you know, just because somebody has star power doesn't mean, you know, that they've got it all figured out. You know, that doesn't mean anything at all. You know, I always think about that, you know, you hear all this stuff all the time, you know, just because somebody has been out in the field and they've risen to the top very fast, they may have risen to the top for a very good reason, and that is because they've stayed with the status quo and didn't step outside the box too much. You know, they stepped out enough to get an audience, but not enough to really tell you the truth and what's really going on. You know, so that's a problem, you know. And so basically what you're getting is, a lot of times you're just getting recycled ignorance, you know, you're getting some wild fairy tales, you know, which I hear that a lot. You know, people have to make up a new fairy tale so they can stay, you know, on top of the game. And the people that have the most wildest fairy tales are the ones that stay on top of the game. You know, they're the ones that have the podium, you know, they're given the podium. So So, you know, they keep coming up with more wild stories, you know, and the universe truth is just as wild as fiction, you know, and you might as well just tell the truth if you know it, you know, and it's a pretty outrageous story going on right now. But it's what's sad is I just see all the time, you know, people getting on the air and they just make these radical claims or they'll tell you some old news and they'll just really be theatrical about it, you know, and make it sound like something really big. And it's something like, you know, we've known for like 15, 20 years, and they're coming out and going, oh, we have breaking news. You know, this is like so amazing. You've got to know this, you know, and you're just going, God, I thought we covered that like back in the 80s or something, you know? But anyway, you know, I'm not trying to be in judgment here. I'm just saying a little heads up to things are not what you think they are. And a lot of people are not who you think they are. And it's time for a little discernment, and it's time to just open up your own inner sensitivity and check it out. And I know this water will definitely help you do that, you know. So it's an amazing thing, you know. If we get our brain functioning and get the oxygen to the brain and clean up our system, it's amazing what happens, you know. You can attune to much higher levels of consciousness. It has everything to do with you know, getting all the toxins out of your system, you know, detoxing and getting back in connection, you know, make your own personal connection with source. You know, that's the bottom line. That's what you need to do. So, but anyway, this water is like prana in a bottle for me, you know, so it's pretty amazing stuff. And I think it's something that the whole planet needs right now. And I think it will be getting out, in a very grand way here in the very near future, only because it has to. You know, it really needs to get out there, you know, along with some other technologies. So that's not the only technology. There's some things I can't talk about right now that, you know, stay tuned and we'll let you know about it. But just a little hint out there, you know, it's like everybody's talking about water cars, you know, cars running on water, and everybody's talking about, you know, all these different, you know, technologies out there, you know, that high mileage cars, you know, and new solar cars and things like that, you know, and I'm talking about cars that don't need tires, you know, so let's go to the next step, cars that don't need fuel and don't need tires. So that's available now. We have that technology right now on the planet, and we can bring that out. So one thing missing is the leadership, and we have to realize that our leadership is really not leading us in the direction that we need to go. So it's important, like the returning Anunnaki are saying, it's time for us to lead ourselves through our own heart and soul. So it's time for us to make our own contact with source, which comes through the heart and soul, and learn to lead ourselves. And when we become self-governing and unite as a people, then we can take care of these problems and turn this planet around. So it's all about consciousness. It's all about empowering the individual. It's about each individual educating themselves, stepping into their own power, and then we can change things around. You know, it's not about one savior, one person doing everything for everybody else. That's, again, another disempowering thing, because you're waiting. You're waiting for somebody else. You know, you're waiting for another person to step up to the plate and do your work for you. So it just doesn't work that way. You know, that's an old saying, we're the ones we've been waiting for. You know, it's like we're the ETs we've been waiting for. The invasion already happened. It's the souls that entered the body, and we're them. And we've always been them, and the ETs have always been here. And guess what? The Earth's been colonized again and again. So, you know, we had some of the major colonies were 450,000 years ago with the Anunnaki that came here. Some of them fell. Some of them created a real mess on the planet and invited other lower species to come in and wreak havoc on Eden. You know, that process went on. Then we had the Atlantis and Lemuria, you know, the second recolonization project that we know of, you know, that most people know of, was Atlantis and Lemuria. And that went down about 12,000 years ago, you know, with the cataclysms and the floods. But the Earth has been recycling itself again and again and again with different colonies on it, different groups, and there's actually 12 major star nations involved in the terraforming of Earth. So, you know, it's not about waiting for some ship to come. We are them, and they're returning. You know, our ancestors are returning, and that's what it's all about. It's not about being very scared. It's not about just nuts and bolts. It's not about back engineering. That all exists. It's not about the little grays running around abducting people, trying to create a hybrid. You know, that's happening as well, which is being phased out. But it's about us joining the rest of humanity, the greater family of man. And we're in that process, and that is the Earth's destiny, and that's where she's going. You know, so there's an old saying, resistance is futile. You know, if we don't rise up to the occasion and step up to the plate, this process, you know, and be part of this process, we aren't going to be here because we're not going to be frequency specific to the Earth and her evolution. So we have to go along with this program. Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't care what kind of technology it is, what kind of bubble you live in, what kind of tower you live in. You're not immune to this process. And so if you don't raise your frequency up and get involved in the awakening and healing process, you're not going to be here. You know, it's that simple. And the forces behind this process are beyond imagination. So there is no man or no technology that can stop this, although they're trying very hard, you know, with the chemtrails and the heart programs and the vaccinations and all the other little gifts that they are trying to use, you know, to dumb us down and stop this process. It's a process that can't be stopped, you know, and if we don't wake up fast and realize what's going on, you know, we're just going to become fertilizer, basically, for the next generation. And so goes the way of the people trying to stop this process. They too will become fertilizer for the next generation. And it's just the way it is. You know, it's a process. We either get with the program or get off the ship. You know, so, you know, we're going to have open lines too. So we want people to call in if you want to express your opinion about what's going on or what you've been feeling lately. Doesn't matter what you want to talk about. I know recently here, the past 3 or 4 days, I have never seen so much chemtrailing in all my life. I mean, we're talking layer upon layer upon layer of chemtrails. And people are getting all spaced out. They're getting dizzy, disoriented. You know, they don't even know where they left their car or their keys. You know, this is really messing things up. And this needs to end. And there's no good explanation or nothing beneficial about this process. I don't care what they're saying or what they're trying to pass it off as. It's not a beneficial process, and it needs to come to an end. And you know, it's just amazing what I'm seeing. And I think eventually, when enough people stand up and wake up, and enough people realize that it's affecting everybody, you know, my thing is, like, the people doing this chemtrail thing, you know, it goes all the way to the top. And basically, when you get up to the top, you no longer own your soul. You're owned by these darker forces, and they run the show. And people go, well, how can these people do this to their own family, you know, to their own people and things like that? And I tell them, I said, they are not your people anymore. They are owned by another people that don't like you. They don't like humanity. They'd like to see most of us gone. And a lot of these people want a ruling elite, and they want a slave race. That's what they want. They want 80% of us gone. And they've been very clear about that agenda. And that's why they can pull this off, because they're not in contact any longer with their souls. You know, they're soulless, basically. And that's why they can pull this stuff off. And so that answers your question, is how could they do this? How could they do this to their own family? How could they do this? Because they're not in control anymore of their lives. You know, they're little Autobots down here being run by a sinister force. Good news is that force, that grid, is being torn down, and so they're losing all contact with these other entities and these other energies that have been running the show. And they're floundering out there, and they're falling apart, but we need to help them, you know, push them over the edge a little bit, so, and learn the error of their ways. You know, so anyway, I don't see any way around it. You know, these people, you know, there's people out there protecting these people. What the hell are you doing? Why are you protecting these people? These people want you dead, you know, and you're protecting these people. Isn't that so ridiculous? You're actually participating in your demise, your family's demise, your children, you know, the planet, nature. You're participating in this and your own demise. Think it. Just there's no getting around this. You are participating in your own demise, and you're supporting it. Now, how stupid is that? I mean, how ridiculously ignorant can you be by supporting this process, this nonsense? I mean, we're talking aluminum oxide, barium, strontium, whole plethora of other biologicals that are raining down on humanity. None of that is good. It's all accumulative. You know, it's nasty stuff. How can any good come out of this, and how can you continue to support this? reason this out. You know, why in the hell are you protecting these people? You know, they're not human. You know, have you become inhuman? Do you need to do a soul search? You know, do you need to make your own personal contact, you know, with your own source and figure out why you're a part of this? This isn't for God and country. It's actually contrary to God and country, and there is no honor in what's happening here. So, you know, everybody might start checking their oath, you know, of office and check your soul and just see, you know, who's running your show. Because, you know, basically, if you're not part of the awakening healing process and if you're not assisting in this, you know, you're part of the problem. You know, you're not part of the solution. It's time for you to become the solution. You know, and that is the bottom line. You know, we need to get out of this. But it looks like we've got some calls coming in. I've got a whole new Skype system here and a new headset, and my computer has been totally redone and refabricated because it got hammered after the International UFO Congress. It's a byproduct of whatever I do these conferences and talk. I come back and my phone's been hacked, my picture's taken off, my computer's trashed, and I just had everything redone and rebuilt, a whole new operating system. So I have some backup systems too as well. So I've got four or five different ways of doing the program. So it's not a problem, but it just gets kind of old after a while. But, you know, basically we're up and running and we're kind of like launching this whole new system. So hopefully we'll get through the day without a glitch. But I've got a couple little problems I'm looking at right now we're working on. But it looks like we've got some callers. I think we've got Robert on line one. Robert, are you with us?
Yeah, I am. How are you doing, James?
Doing great. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Yeah, I live over here in Spokane, Washington, and when you bring up chemtrails, just to let you know, we've been getting bombed pretty good over here in Spokane. They just make the tankers from the base over here take off, and they're doing their thing up there, and we got clear skies early in the morning, and here comes the milky, milky clouds again. And got a little dizzy yesterday. I don't know why I got dizzy. I never get dizzy. I'm very healthy. And almost had a basically sit down. I mean, we got hit pretty heavy.
Yeah.
And I don't know what to do about it. I try calling the base and see what they're doing, but nobody's talking about anything.
No, but, according to them, it's not happening.
It's definitely happening. It's happening worldwide.
Yeah, it's so you look at commercials. Now they're trying to indoctrinate. Even in cartoons, they're putting chemtrails in cartoons now to get people used to it.
In school. Yeah, now in school, the kids now come to class with pictures of cloudy days every day.
Yeah,
that's what I'm hearing.
Yeah, yeah, and they
that's
show
supposed
they
to be the normal thing. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. They show cartoons and all these things with everyone has a chemtrail in them or two or three chemtrails, and they're trying to make it look like it's normal, you know. So and these are cartoons. I mean, this isn't a photograph. They're actually drawing chemtrails in the cartoons, you know, to get people acclimated to this nonsense. And you know, to me it's like, well, it's all about global warming. You know, newsflash, the planet is cooling. You know, it's not warming. So we don't need the chemtrails. You're done. Great job, guys. You know, wrap it up. You don't need it anymore. You know, and so there's a whole nother agenda coming out, you know, with these chemtrails. And I've also heard too they're trying to make a blanket, you know, a big security blanket for us. So you know, they can actually take HAARP and knock down anything that comes flying in, you know, and stuff like that. So they're using this to save us. Well, you know, we're all going to be dead if they keep going, so it isn't going to really matter. You know, about, you know, I would say it's like Operation Free Iraq, you know, when they just leveled Fallujah. You know, there's nobody left. They leveled the place, you know. Yeah, you're free of your body, you know, but you kind of miss the point, you know. It's like they're better off just being left alone. So, but they are sitting on top of our oil, you know. So that's what they believe anyway. But you know, but anyway, it's you know, to me, the only thing I can do is just keep talking about it on the show here. I totally support, you know, people like Michael Murphy, and there's some other people that are putting, you know, some incredible documentaries out there about chemtrails, and they're going up to the politicians saying, hey, are you going to address this? When are you going to deal with this? The politicians won't touch it with a 10-foot pole. They won't even address it, you know, and they've had the DVDs dropped on their desk. They've been informed about them. And again, these politicians are not there for us. You know, there's a couple out there, and I don't want to put them all in the same box.
I don't think we're in the right club.
Yeah. But they're trying to get this out. But you know, it definitely needs to get out, and it needs to get out fast, because you know we. But to me, it's like the military, especially, that's participating in this. I mean, you took an oath to protect and serve the people, and your honor rests on that oath. And for you to participate in any way whatsoever with this program, despite what you've been duped into believing, which is the big reptilian agenda. It originated with one of the biggest reptiles on the planet. You know, he's dead now. But Teller, you know, who created the atomic bomb and all these other wonderful projects, you know, that they brought with us. You know, these things originated with these total sick psychopath scientists, you know, that were totally manipulated by reptilian energies and the Archon network. You know, and so we're actually letting them run the show. Come on. I mean, they're psychopaths. I mean, anybody that knows them or spend any time with them couldn't stand being in the same room with them very long. You know, and there's a reason for that. It's because of the energies they carry. But you know, anyway, I just, all thing we can do is just keep talking about it and get people informed and, you know, get people to start asking the hard questions. And, you know, I think we need to just start challenging people as soon as they go out in public, just start hitting them up as groups, you know, and just say, we want answers. Yeah, don't let them off the hook at all. Just say we want answers. There's no more messing around with this. You know, you've had every opportunity to address it. Now you put them on the spot, and if they sidestep it, they always do. They always sidestep it, or they'll guilt trip you, or try to make you look like you're un-American or something, or you're some crazy. You know, they're the ones that are crazy. Oh, sure. For them to participate in this. They're the ones that are psycho, and we need to hold them accountable.
Exactly. Well, thank you very much, James, and keep doing what you're doing.
All right. Hey, thanks for calling in. And, you know, we're right on the other side of the mountain, you know, and watching the same thing.
Yes, sir.
Amazing.
Yep.
Amazing.
I'm going to come out to your ranch this year.
Great. Okay. Great. Come on out and check
things out. And I'm Robert.
Great.
Okay, James. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Looks like we've got Michelle on line two. Michelle, are you with us?
Yes, I am, James. Hello.
Hey,
by now,
you
must recognize my name.
Yeah.
Do you not recognize my name? I've only emailed you like four times, left three voicemails, and a Google message.
You know what's happening right now is that I've been on the road for the past 4 months, and I just got back and then turned around and had to leave again. And while I was on the road, especially after the International UFO Congress, I've been flying blind because my computer's been down. And a lot of the phones have not been answered. I had some people caretaken, and the phones just weren't getting answered here. And so we're rectifying a lot of that stuff and trying to get back to people. But you know, a lot of it's I'm one person, and I'm flying blind right now. And I'm really hoping to get some more people on board to get this, you know, get this rectified. And we will. We'll have it straightened out by spring.
And that is exactly why I'm being downloaded and actually directed to contact you. So that was so tenacious. It's usually when something like that happens, and the kind of person I found you. I've been in study all my life, but I just found you a month ago, which was amazing to me because I moved back to my biological home, which is in the Homage Valley in Washington State. I've lived most of my life in Florida, and so I am the north of Mount Baker and south of Mount Rainier. I can see them both. And I've always known a trout lake vaguely, and I asked other people, where is that? What's that about? No one knew. I did like a survey, like no one could say. Even me, and I'm from here.
Well, you know, Trout Lake isn't on, I mean, Mount Adams is actually not on some maps. They've done a major effort to wipe this place off the valley, and we're probably one of the most censored UFO groups on the planet. We've been marginalized and pushed off the grid there, and we're just now coming out. I was amazed that the International UFO Congress asked me to come back. I haven't been back there since the early 2000s because the message we brought was so far outside the box that there's a spiritual component to this, and it's interdimensional, and we all have interdimensional aspects to ourselves, and we're connected to this. And when we start bringing in the higher, you know, the quantum physics and the higher aspects of this, you know, it was totally shunned and pretty much, you know, disregarded. But now I think people are ready for this information. They're tired of it being far, far away. They're tired of nuts and bolts and abduction and the dark side of things, and they want to hear the rest of the story, and the rest of the story is much grander than that, and I think people are ready for it.
And I agree with all that you said, and I am to the point that I have been highly, highly alert all my life until 14 years ago with a very bad trauma, not a physical one, an emotional one. And I would say I woke up in October of this last year. So I spent like 14 years still struggling to try to learn and do my job and be of service to others, but in amnesia. And I woke up in October, and that has been an ongoing process. I have learned, I'm pretty well versed. I've got, you know, a lot of education in medical and alternative therapies and energetic and, you know, quantum physics and all of that. That's kind of my propensity. But what happened to me in October has put me directly on the path to where I am like David Icke. Is only one dot at a time, James, and I've given up to the process.
Mm-hmm. Totally. Great.
And the last dot I have, my summation to you and why my tenacity for you, and I apologize because I'm not an intrusive person. I intuitively knew you were having a hard time. I watched you in Maui. I watched you in Tampa. I knew that you were traveling. I knew you got sick. I knew about your computer. But I'm like, we've got all these venues of, like, ways to communicate, and the thing we really knew was a tin can and a string, I felt. Because I couldn't get you, you know, it was like you say about whack-a-mole. As much as I popped my head up, I kept getting whacked down. But I wasn't willing to stop. It was not because this is the last thought I got. It is the last download I got. It's so intense. It's like there's absolutely no question that's what I'm to do. And when I come, there's threefold reasons. One is I would like to humbly request counseling with you. I am very close to awakeness, but I've got a lot of demonic energy around the people I love and my friends. And within, I'd say, a month, they turned into horrible people. And I love them very much. They don't know what they're doing at all. But they're making life unbearable for me because, you know, there is a thing called boundaries.
Yeah.
And they, you know, and I'm having to set some very serious boundaries, and they're like, how dare you? I mean, they are just so, you know, disconnected. And because I am, when you see the whole me, you'll see that I come out of the core training of human behavioral health in my medical training. So I'm trained in all the modality-based modalities we have. Some you know, some you probably don't know them all. Probably don't know them all. I would say, I don't know if you know them all, but I'd love to have a tit for tat for you and say which ones you do know and you've used. And, you know, I've been the honor of, I came right out of nursing school in 1984, became head nurse of a psych unit, locked unit. That was my soul resonates with people that are like that, locked up. I just had a thing for it when I followed it. I ended up marrying a psychiatrist that was in residency, and we ended up opening an institute called the Brain Enhancement Institute in Florida in 1988. We spent 4 years traveling the world looking for things that really worked. I trained under a lot of masters like Wayne Dyer, Deepak Chopra, Stephen Covey, many, many people, Course in Miracles, a lot of different experiences. And through everything that we went out and found in the world that worked, it was either traditional from other countries, alternative, or spiritual. We put that all together into an interdisciplinary team, the first one in the nation, holistic and traditional, and we address people, and it's particularly their kids. What do you think we found primarily wrong with a child? What's wrong with it? And I went and got the contract for the county to treat these kids, and they just said, all we care is you start them out with Ritalin. And I thought in my mind, okay, well, a sketch of it, like a razor blade slide, because we believe in subclinical doses. That was just to get them going, to get their zinc, you know, get all their levels that were very hard to get from a lab in Rocky Mountain. And I found, I would say, out of 92% of the children I treated between the ages of 8 and 12, I would say 92% of them came back online once we replaced just the zinc. Just the zinc.
Yeah. A lot of it's just food, I mean, get them off the sugar and the white flour and get them on fresh vegetables and, you know, things of that nature. It's amazing what you can do just with food.
Well, so what happened to me, because I am a nurse, I've got an associate nutrition. I know that the gut is our physical being. I know it's a Tesla coil. I knew that years ago. I know it's just as important as your brain. And I started to work with that in 1988 in this institute. And I developed this nutritional evaluation, assessment, recommendation that was very extensive. Because back then, people didn't even know how to shop in a grocery store. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And so I developed that section of the institute, but I also administered and ran it for 14 years. And what I saw was phenomenal. I saw people from all over the world at the very end of the road. And we put things, because we had very unusual diagnostic blood from a lab in Colorado, I was able to pull like your hair, your stool, a lot of things. And of course, how many children do you think had parasites at the age of 7?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
100% of them.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I don't know if your mom lined up, made you be warm twice a year. I was on a farm. That was not debatable. You did it. But how many people did that today?
Not very many.
And their children. None of them. So that's just one of the tool in my toolbox. Is over 32 years of experience that my life at this point, James, has come to a summation. I'm going to, in closing, tell you this. At 2 years of age, I started to write. I have written since the age of 8 and never stopped. I've written 3 mm-hmm. books, 1 screenplay, none seen or ever published, and I've written about 400 white papers versus philosophy, spirituality, and nutrition and medicine. Handwritten, none of it typed. Strange. All my life I wrote and just kept it, and then at 56 years old, I turned around and I actually read it, and I could not believe what I had done. And through that experience, I realized this is the summation of my life work. Now, to make sense, because I am a nurse and I am from the being of service to others always with boundaries, because we have psychopaths out there now. and so I got very involved in psychiatry. You know, I ran head nurses of many programs. I was a DOA of many programs. And I was trained in many different kinds of banalities. I'm sure you were, you know, Jungian, Gestalt, extrasensorial, meditation. I used to do the lectures with Stephen Covey for 2 years. I traveled the nation for 2 years and did his lectures on first things first, because I do believe in value-based living, which we've lost.
Mm-hmm.
And that is one of the major issues, to help people in a seminar or in a way to come to identify their principles and their values. Because once you identify them, whatever question comes to your world, you can go, does that agree with my value and my principle? And if the answer is no, it's no. Very easy.
Yeah.
Except unless you want to fudge and, like, you know, make it look like, okay, it's going to fit now because it's just one, which is not accountable. So I did that for a while. And so, you know, I was trained with Deepak Chopra, a lot of other wonderful people, just by being around, and did the Course in Miracles for many years. That helped tremendously. And I am here at 57 years old. I'm a very vibrant nurse, and I am reached the epitome of my where I've been there and done it. Mm-hmm. And I am ready, and I'm getting so many downloads, and I had to go to sketchbooks, like 8x huge sketchbooks.
Yeah. Do you have a way that there's a lot of listeners that are listening right now that might want to help you, you know, kind of get that stuff out or get that information out. Do you have a way they can contact you, like an email or something?
Yes, but I'm telling you, this woke me up. The last download I had with you after 3 days of not hearing from you, but I knew intuitively, I was watching you, that you were traveling and you weren't well. And when you came home, you had problems with communication. So I knew all that, okay? Mm-hmm. But still, with tenacious, I didn't want you to forget me. Because the last download and the dot was bottom line. You need to go. you need to finish your clearing and breeze your frequency on very close to fourth, and go out there and be a service to humanity, be a service to others. And the only road I know, I'm in Snohomish, I'm 4.5 hours away from you, is I would humbly request her for an invitation for counseling and also to present the material that I've got. I have no idea. All I can do is resonate and tell you that I resonate with the I believe that there is nothing better than using education for knowledge. I've used it all my life, and it is the way to do it. You know, it's
I'll look for your email now that I'm up and running. You know, a lot of my email too gets censored. So if there is something important, somehow they know who that is, and they just go into the junk file or something. I don't know how they do it, but they're very good at that. But, you know, put it just big red flag on your email, you know, to say I was the one on the show, or I was the one talking, and we can talk further about this. But I've got about 30 callers here trying to get in.
I know you do, sir, and I thank you for your time. I only have one question in closing. What I'd like to know, within the time frame of now, and my birthday actually is April 6th, it doesn't really matter, but that is a day, and I am coming to the conference in July, I would like to know if there's a way you could look at your schedule possibly and give me some time to come and see you and be treated and show you what I've got.
Yeah, I'm sure we can do that. It's right now, the next 2 weeks, I'm really booked up because I'm going to be out of town again, unfortunately, because I'm actually getting my own treatments, you know, so to pull out of this mess.
I resonate. You know, I'm so resonating with what's going on with you, and there's some things I've got in regards to electromagnetic neurobiofeedback. I've done research, and I did in my institute, that I want to show you.
Great. Definitely email me, and we'll stay in touch, and we'll set up a time we can do that.
My only problem, James, my emails are not getting to you. And if you give me a tin can and a string, I'd be more reliable with that.
Yeah.
You know, you want me to write you? You want me to?
I think we fixed the problem. I think we fixed the problem, and I think it's okay now. There's an address on the website. If you want to go and write a letter, you can send a letter to the address on the website as well.
I'll try to do that. Do you think it's a possibility between now and sometime like the second week of April, this could be something we could swing?
Yeah, I'm sure we can set up a time, you know, because we're going to open up, you know, probably the first week of April, we're going to open up, and then I'll be here, you know, working on the ranch. But even between now and then, we may be able to set something up. But we're trying to get the ranch open, and you know, as always, winter takes its toll, and so we've got a lot of work to do before things are ready.
And one thing I'm very compelled, I was woke up at night to tell you this, thinking about your condition and what you came back to and what you're having to deal with. I am well-versed in a lot of things. That doesn't mean I'm good in all of them. But I take direction very well, James. And I would love nothing but to be able to, while I'm out there doing that, if there's anything you need done, I would be very honored to help you pull that together. It would be an honor for me to do that. I would so love that. Getting a city ready for the summer, and that I will give you.
Yeah, we'll talk. I mean, I'm looking at all the people coming up here, and there's no way I'm going to get through them all. I'm going to give everybody a shot. But
so, in closing, you would like me to write you a letter off the study website?
Just go off the study or try the email again because I think that's fixed. I think that problem's been fixed.
I said it 2 days ago, and you never got it. 2 days ago, it did not go through for the second time. You think it's good now?
Yeah. So as long as you're not don't send a really big picture or something because they bounce it back. But
No. It's just I had to keep forwarding because it wasn't going anywhere. But there's no picture in it. Can't it's ufojames@george.net? Is that correct?
That's it. Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, because I'm getting other emails, so it's coming through. Everything's coming through now, so it's the computer's back up and running, and it's got a whole new operating system. So I think it'll be fine now.
I'm very happy for you, James. So should I do that way? Just go ahead and do it that way?
Yeah, go ahead and do it that way.
Okay, so all I'm looking for between you and I is an appointment date, a time and date, so I know when to go and you know when I'm coming. And we'll take it from there.
Okay, we'll set that up. All right, thanks for calling. We'll be in touch.
We'll
Okay, looks like we've got Bob on line three. Bob, are you with us?
Yeah. Is that me? Well,
yeah, welcome to the show.
Hi. Hey, James.
Uh-oh, we lost Bob.
Hello?
Yeah, okay, we got you. You're back.
Okay, you there?
Yeah.
Hey, listen, okay. Not like that last call, I just want to ask a question about, recently you've mentioned 2016 as being the date for the end of this cabal kind of ending, or the Archon deal ending. I just wonder where you got that from, and, you know, I wanted to kind of research that. Where did you hear that?
Well, you know, it's a lot of it is doing the math, you know, basically, and you know, a lot of our information is incorrect as far as the Mayan calendar and things like that on Indians, because like Mark Anthony didn't become Caesar for 5 years, so there's five missing years that that we have to look at, and so we're not as far along in the as we think we are. And there's a lot of other things that that when you do the math, you know, it doesn't come out right. But basically, I'm getting it straight from the beings that are involved in this huge awakening and healing process. And they've all been saying 16 and 17 are the time periods that, you know, we really need to have everything cleaned up by 16, because that's probably when this big shift might be happening between 16 and 17. It may happen even earlier, because they're actually ahead of schedule on some of the cleanup. It's actually going quicker. They're about 85% done with cleaning up this grid, this old Archon grid, and the beings that are there messing with it. But the beings are becoming, you know, much more active. They're just basically going crazy. They're getting sandwiched, you know, and there's so much energy coming in that they're just going nuts. They don't know what to do with it. But they've got, you know, they've got about 15% of some real bad, nasty stuff that they're still working on to clean up, and when that's done, it's going to be much easier. But I noticed the grid is just, it's not as oppressive. You don't feel this huge metal lid on top of you anymore. You know, people are just popping open all around us. So I'm really seeing that happening. There's huge awakening going on. But at the same time, the powers that were are doing all they can to pull out the stops to create their own little Archon grid, you know, with the chemtrails and the HARP technologies and everything else they're using, the GMOs and food additives and, you know, fluoride in the water and everything else. So they're doing their darndest to you know, keep people dumbed down and stupid, and, you know, unfortunately. But that's all going to fold in on itself as well, because, you know, that whole system doesn't have any support for it anymore. It's going to implode on itself. And I think a lot of people in the military are starting to wake up too and realizing what they're participating in, and are going to, you know, put an end to it. So there's things in the works that I know about on the highest levels where the people that are involved with this total enslavement program and the suppression and the war on disease profiteers, all these people are, you know, going, they're imploding, basically. They're falling apart and their systems are crashing. So you know, it's between now and then is, you know, you can't really give an exact date, because it's going to happen when it's time to happen, and when the consciousness is right is when it's going to happen. So when you hear people giving an exact date out there, it's I'd be very wary of it.
Yeah. It's all about moments. Okay.
Yeah,
I appreciate that. Thanks, James. Great talking to you. Hope to see you this summer at the big thing over the 4th of July weekend, isn't it?
Yeah. Great. Yeah, we'll have all that information up real soon.
Okay, great. Thanks.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Let's go. Thanks.
It looks like we've got Thomas and Carol, I believe, on line one. Are you with us?
Yeah, it's Thomas. Yeah, it's Thomas Carol.
Oh, Thomas Carroll.
Anyway,
okay, great.
Yeah, no problem. How you doing, James?
Doing great.
Good. I wanted to find out, have you done any reading about Dr. Naruwi and the Wingmakers?
Yeah, I have. That it's kind of an interesting program there, because they have some real stuff there mixed in with some other stuff, and I've read a lot of those things. And there's a part of me I have a little trouble with. You know, they go, well, I guess some guy is, you know, within the government is the number one guy, the most advanced guy, and so just trust him, and he's the one that's going to pull us through or something. I can't remember exactly how worded that, but it leads people back to the government as being our saviors, you know. And I just go, whoa, wait a minute, you know, that's not where we need to go. We need to save ourselves, and it needs to be all about personal empowerment. But that's just my feeling from what I've seen.
This was an interview between Sarah and the doctor, where he was explaining the evolution, how the Anunnaki and the Syrians enslaved the Atlanteans into these ape-like crammed bodies, and that they didn't see it coming, and the Atlanteans were actually enslaved in these like Neanderthal bodies, and as the Earth became more physical, and their bodies did too, that they became enslaved, and the Atlanteans didn't know that they were in these boxes.
I'll have to look into that because I know from my own experience that there's the genetics here are so diverse, and there's so many different elements at play here, and different soul contracts and agreements, and it's just such a big mix that, you know, that might be one story, but there's a lot more stories, you know, going on out there.
Yeah, I know. There really is. It's hard to pin it down.
Yeah.
It really is. But I appreciate your time, Ken.
All right. Thanks for calling. I'll look more into that and find out and see what it's all about.
All right.
It looks
have
like,
a good day.
Yeah, we just got a couple minutes left, I think. We've got Dennis on line one. See if we can, or line five, actually. See if we can get through this before we end the show. But Dennis, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm with you, James.
Yeah, welcome to the
Hello?
Show. I'm here.
Well, I don't know if we have time enough to get into this. I just wanted to say that I was kind of unfortunate enough to be born into one of these families that went through satanic abuse and that sort of thing. And I've been sort of, you know, clinging to what you've been saying about the Pleiadians and releasing that stuff and letting it go.
Uh-huh.
And I've made some progress on this. So I just wanted to really thank you for the work that you've been doing. I just wanted to ask... I have a really hard time, like, relating to people. You know, I've been having all these memories come up, and I can't really relate to people very well, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, welcome to the club, you know? It's like, we were just talking about that, you know, today, actually. I was with some very enlightened people, and they just say, what is going on? I'm really having trouble even talking to anybody anymore, you know? And people are just having emotional outbursts, and things like that. So you're not alone. I'm just seeing that everybody's stuff is up and it's coming up, and a lot of people are afraid of the unknown and afraid of these changes coming, and so when you represent that, they, you know, you end up tweaking them out a little bit, and they, you know, a lot of people unfortunately are still trying to defend the old program.
Yeah. Well, I've definitely I made some progress on this. It's not beating me up like it did when, you know, when these waves of energy started coming through. And I'm sure I'm not the only one that has been experienced this sort of thing. But we do a
lot of clearing here that help people blow through this stuff. So we'll be back. Back, you know, in the swing of things in April, and even before that, you know, if you wanted to connect in, we can do clearings that help people, you know, get this stuff out of the way, you know, if you're interested. But anyway, stay tuned. When we have another show coming up, we'll have more time, and we can go deeper into this.
Well, I appreciate it, and James, just once again, thanks for everything you do.
All right. Keep up the good work, and don't worry about it. You're not alone. A lot of people going through the same thing out there.
Okay.
All right. Looks like we've got Greg on line four. It looks like I got the go-ahead to go a little bit over, so luckily we will have a little more time to to get some of these information out. So, Greg, are you with us?
Hi, James. How's it going?
Good, good. Welcome to the show.
No problem. Cool, cool. I just want to say thanks for everything you're doing and all that.
Oh, you're welcome.
I don't know. I've had, like, lots of experiences in my life from dealing with, I guess, you know, had a couple contact experiences, near-death experiences and everything, and I just relate to a lot of what you're doing.
Great.
Cool, cool. I was wondering if you had anybody that does, like, any kind of clearing work like you do out on the ranch on the East Coast, because I'm kind of out in Virginia.
Yeah. I don't know of anybody out that way, but we do it long distance, and it works just as well because there's no time, distance, and space and spirit. So, and when we do the long distance counseling, people go, "Oh my God!" When they feel the energy come in, you know, it's just as strong. There's no difference. So, if you wanted to call in and set up an appointment, you know, call the ranch or send us an email. We can set something up for you.
Okay. Cool. Cool. Thanks.
All right. Thanks for calling. Have a good one.
No problem.
We're almost out of time. We've got our last caller. We've got Amy. Thanks for hanging in there, Amy, on line two. Amy, are you with us?
Yeah. Hi. Hi, James. How are you?
Good. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Hey, I just want to tell you, I think you are very spiritually humble. And I've had a lot of experiences through the years. So I've done a lot of research from A to Z to A to Z again.
Uh-huh.
And I've talked with Tony Woody. He was an NDE. He had an NDE with the UFO experience. He's on YouTube.
And
he is with experiencer.co with Dr. Edgar Mitchell.
Okay.
And I told him about you. And I think that it would be wonderful to see you hook up with them because they're for the spiritual part of it. They're not out just to, you know, how some researchers are.
Yeah, is he part of that Free? They have a new movement called Free, and I guess Mitchell's involved in that, and a bunch, Mary Rodwell and a few other people. I bet he's with that group.
Yes, and I told him about you. Tony and I talked for about an hour and a half, 3 days ago,
uh-huh.
And I was talking to him about you and how I'd ran across research with you about a month ago and how impressed with you I am, so...
Oh, thanks.
I think.
So, yeah, how do you get a hold? Now, how would I get a hold of him if I wanted to contact him? Would it be through Free?
How I got a hold of him is I watched his NDE thing on YouTube.
Uh huh.
And I emailed him.
What's his last name?
I gave him my phone number.
Yeah, what's his last name again?
Tony Woody.
Is it Woody?
Dey.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll check into that. I'll look him up and because I like the work they're doing over there. And Mary Rodwell's a very dear friend of mine, and the rest of the group there. I know most people that are involved in that. So I'll definitely look in. I'm sure I'll probably be working with them pretty soon too.
Yeah, and you're reputable, and so are they. And you guys are into the spiritual part of this, which is what it comes down to.
Exactly. Yeah, the big picture. You know, it's like, don't sweat the small stuff, you know, don't live in the past, you know, and don't go into fear and everything. I mean, there is a small dark element, but why give it all the energy, you know? We need to start moving beyond that.
Right. Yeah, my father was in the flight engineer in the Air Force, and he had experiences with UFOs.
And
I've had many experiences. And through research, I found that a lot of military kids of parents who have UFO experiences have them themselves.
Yeah,
which
exactly.
has happened with me. So, and it's happening to my kids now.
Yeah,
so,
it does. It seems to pass. You know, they pass the potato down through the generations.
Yeah. But I appreciate all the work you're doing, James. I just recently got on your Facebook. Well, you know, I'm getting feeds from you, so which is good.
Great.
So,
oh yeah, well, share it with me. You know, some of your experiences. I'd like to hear about it.
I would love to tell you them.
Yeah. Yeah, and unfortunately, we're out of time right now. I've got to sign off.
Okay.
We've got about five over, but stay in touch. And I'd like to hear more about, especially the information you've got about what they see as far as the happening with the awakened healing process and how far along we are. I'd love to get other feedback about that.
Well, I'd love to get with you and talk to you. It's been a pleasure talking to you, James, and you have a good evening.
You too. Thanks a lot for calling, and keep up the good work.
Thank you so much. You too. Thanks, James. Bye-bye.
All right. Looks like we got to wrap it up here. We're at the end of the hour, so I can't thank everybody enough for calling in and making a great show. And you know, it's As You Wish Talk Radio, so it's As You Wish. And I love doing call-ins and hearing what other people are experiencing out there, and is also sharing, you know, what's up, you know, at the ranch and happening here as well. So good things are on the horizon. We've got amazing technologies getting ready to come in. You know, we can all be a part of that. And you know, hopefully I'm working on getting all those technologies here, but you know, I'm one man, you know, so with a very small pocketbook, but hopefully that's going to change here soon. And as others get involved, and there are some good people here helping us out too, as well. So hopefully together we can all make this happen and turn this planet around. It's that time of the hour. We've got to wrap things up. So again, thank everybody for listening. It's James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio. Have a great evening, and keep the faith. Things are happening.